From Hollywood, it's the Dennis Day Show. Yes, it's the Dennis Day Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with George Weil in the orchestra and Dennis' special guests, Anna Marie Alberghetti and Mel Blanc. And now here he is, the star of our show, Dennis Day.
Keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for his song whenever April showers come along. And where you see clouds upon the hills, you soon will see crowds of daffodils. Keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for his song. Whenever April showers come along. When I was young, I used to wait on master and give him his play and pass the bottle when he got dry and brush away the blue-tailed fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. And when he ride in the afternoon, I'd follow after with a hickory broom, the pony being rather shy when bit by a blue-tailed fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. One day he ride around the farm, the flies so numerous they did swarm. One chance to bite him on the thigh, the divil take the blue-tailed fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. The pony run, he jump, he pitch. He threw my master in the ditch. He died and the jury wondered why. The verdict was the blue-tailed fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. They lay him under a simmon tree. His epitaph is there to see. Beneath this stone I'm forced to lie. Victim of the blue-tailed fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away.
ladies and gentlemen, let's have a nice warm welcome for an old friend of mine. Here he is, the man with a million voices, Mel Blanc.
Thank you, Dennis. It's nice to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure, Mel. You know, working with you on the Jack Benny Show has made me very familiar with all your characters. Gosh, you certainly do a variety of voices.
Yeah. That's right, Doc.
Oh, I'm also Woody Woodpecker.
As well as Professor LeBlanc, Monsieur Benny's violin teacher.
Polly the Parrot. Polly with a cracker. Polly with a cracker.
And the foghorn leghorn. I said, boy, pay attention. The foghorn leg. And Sylvester.
And, ooh, Tweety, too.
Is that all?
That's all, folks.
Say, Mel, have you ever had to play two of these characters in the same picture?
Oh, yes, very often. The last cartoon I made, I played Sylvester the Cat and Polly the Parrot. There was a big chase scene where Sylvester said to Polly, I'm gonna get you. And Polly said,
Polly with a cracker, a cracker, a cracker.
Well, Sylvester chased Polly, and finally Polly crashed into the wall, breaking her wings and both legs, and fell right at Sylvester's feet.
Oh, my gosh, that's too bad. How is Polly?
On crackers, she's delicious.
Oh, you know, Mel, doing so many characters. Did you ever get confused and do one of them at the wrong time?
Well, I did once, Dennis. One day, as Professor LeBlanc, I was giving Monsieur Jack Benny a violin lesson.
Uh-huh.
Sacre bleu, he was terrible. I said to him, Monsieur Benny, they killed a poor innocent cat to make a violin string for you to play. Sometimes I think they should have killed you and let the cat play.
Well, I flew into a rage, and the next thing I knew, I became Woody Woodpecker and attacked the violin.
I did it, and I'm glad. All that's left of Mr. Benny's violin is the E string and a little wood.
That's awful, Mel. That's awful, Mel. What'll Jack play now?
A yo-yo.
Well, in addition to all these characters you portray, you've made many delightful kiddie records for Capitol, and I see that one of them is a big hit right now. It's called The Pussycat Parade. We'd love to hear it. How about it, huh?
Here comes the Pussycat Parade. Here comes the Pussycat Parade. People stop, people stare, look at their tails up in the air in the Pussycat Parade. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Halt. One, two.
I'm a Persian cat, I'm a silver Persian cat, and my fur is very silky, and my color is so milky. I'm a Persian cat, I'm a silver Persian cat, I'm not like the other kittens, I wear little velvet mittens. I'm a purdy Persian cat.
My face is a black, my ears is a black, my tail is a black, my paws is a black, and I am such a sight, 'cause the rest of me is white.
Tom the Alley Cat, Tom the Alley Cat, the toughest cat you ever saw. Every day and night. You can see me fight. I got dynamite in every paw. I'm Tom the Alley Cat. Tom the Alley Cat. Toughest cat you ever saw. The toughest cat you ever saw.
There goes the Pussycat Parade. Whiskers high in the breeze. Alley Cat, Persian, Siamese, and the Pussycat
Bellissimo, bravissimo, sublime, Mel Black. Veramente meraviglioso. I mean, it's the cat's meow.
Anna Maria Alberghetti.
Well, hi, Dennis. You know that Mel Blanc is just the greatest.
Isn't he, though?
I wish I could do tricks with my voice the way he does. Wouldn't it be wonderful if I could sing Pagliacci like this? Ridi, Pagliacci.
Yeah, and you could sing O Solo Mio like Bugs Bunny. You take two rabbits, and when they meet, give them two carrots, that's all they eat. And after a week you wait, there's no two rabbits, there's 98.
You know, Dennis, those Warner Brothers cartoon characters of Mel are so appealing to all kids all over America. It's really too bad that the children in other countries can't get to enjoy them.
Oh, but Anna Maria, they can. They have characters like this all over the world. Do you know in England they have a rabbit called Bugs Ronnie?
Bugs Ronnie? What does he sound like?
What's up, Governor? As for me, I've torn it. My romance is shattered.
Oh, what's wrong, Bugs Bunny?
I had the cutest girlfriend. Every day we'd play hopscotch in the garden. I would bring her 14 carrots and perfume and lettuce corsages.
Yes?
But today I discovered we were never meant for each other.
Why?
I found out she's a gopher.
Say, Dennis.
Oh, Mel, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to steal the carrots right out of your patch.
Oh, I didn't mind your British Bugs Bunny. After all, there's always room for one more bunny. What I wanted was a favor.
Oh, I'll be glad to oblige, Mel. Oh, by the way, you haven't met Miss Alberghetti. Anna Marie, this is Mel Blanc.
Oh, hello, Hi. Blanc.
How are you?
Now, what was the favor, Mel?
Well, that was it. I wanted to meet Miss Alberghetti and ask her if she would sing the Italian street song on the show.
Well, go ahead and ask her.
All right. Miss Alberghetti, would you sing the Italian street song?
Ma sure. Ah, my heart is back in Normandy, dear Normandy, dear Normandy, and I seem to hear again in dreams a reverie, a sweet reverie, the mandolina playing sweet, the place of the fall of the pussy feet. How could I return a joy complete? Normandy, Normandy, Normandy. Sing, 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 boom, boom, my. Sing, 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 mandolinos gay. Sing, 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 boom, 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 sing, boom, my. Ra, la, 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 la. Sing, sing.
Miss Albergetti, the way you sang the Italian street song was beautiful.
Well, thank you, Mr. Wallington.
You know, it's amazing. I mean, after you translated all of those words, I never could... But you know, that's the first operatic aria that has ever made sense to me.
Well, you know, Dennis, operatic performers are finally beginning to widen their appeal.
Yeah, that's right. With Ezio Pinza doing musical comedy, Helen Traubel playing nightclubs, and Anna Marie Albergetti recording songs like Kiss, Kiss, Kiss. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if one of these days operatic companies went in for westerns.
Oh, you mean horse operas?
Yeah, that's right. Can you imagine an opera starring Yosemite Sam Blank, Anna Marie Oakley, and Hopalong Two-Gun Tex Melchior Day? This is how it might happen.
The orchestra is tuning up, and now the maestro approaches the podium. He is about to rap for attention. As the curtain rises, we see Yosemite Sam, Anna Marie Oakley, and Hopalong Melchior Day. They are in the Badlands. Hostile Indians are lurking about. And now, for the opening aria.
One little, two little, three little Indians.
Four little, five little, six little Indians.
Seven little, eight little, nine little Indians.
Creeping up.
Did you ever hear the blood-curdling war whoop of an Injun bent in death and destruction?
I never did. These are Indians?
Well, what do we do now? We are surrounded by 10,000 Indians.
Oh, April showers may come your way.
Dennis, have you lost your place in the script? Well, you've gone all the way back to page two.
I know, it's safer back there. Those drums. I have a feeling those Indians are unfriendly.
What makes you say that, Melchior? Melchior, pull that arrow out of your throat and speak up.
I'm afraid this is the end.
Oh, chin up, chin up.
With this arrow in my throat, what else can I do?
Well, maybe I could reason with them if I called one of the Indians over.
Well, how do you call an Indian?
Well, Jeanette McDonough always did it this way. I am calling you. I am calling you.
Ugh, you call me and I come.
Ah, you got here fast. What's your name?
Me, Big Chief Frozen Stiff.
Frozen Stiff? How'd you ever get a name like that?
Me come from Florida.
Say, boy, we want to make peace with you.
All right, get him peace pipe and let's smoke him.
Here, Chief.
Me no like your peace pipe.
Why not?
No filter tip.
Well, what are we going to do now? He's leaving and he's madder than ever.
Our goose is really cooked now. We're being attacked by 10,000 Indians.
10,042.
Why, how come?
Some of the audience just joined them.
Oh, they're coming closer. Well, I hope the cavalry gets here in time.
Yeah, I hope the cavalry gets here in time.
What's that? Is that the cavalry?
Is it the cavalry?
No, it's just some teenage Indian playing a Harry James record.
Look, there's the cavalry. It's really the cavalry.
Now they're coming. Now they're coming.
And their horses all look fine.
native dancer and determined.
Disqualified, Miss Clementine.
Look, the Indians are retreating. We are saved.
Saved by the United States Cavalry.
Contraire, we are not the United States Cavalry. I am Captain Pierre Cossette of the Northwest Royal Canadian Mounted.
Canadian Mounted? Well, what are you doing here in Los Angeles?
We were heading back to Ottawa, but I think we strayed too far. Our horses were confused and all agog by your darn Los Angeles smog. Well, so much for the Old West.
But here's a song that's a favorite on all points of the compass. Say, George, what do you say we chart the course and get underway, huh?
I found my April dream in Portugal with you, when we discovered romance like we never knew. My head was in the clouds, my heart went crazy too. And madly I said, I love you. Too soon I heard you say, this dream is for a day. That's Portugal and love in April. And when the showers fell, those tears I know so well, they told me it was spring pulling me. I found my April dream in Portugal with you, when we discovered romance like I never knew. Then morning brought the rain, and now my dream is through, but still my heart says, I love you.
Thank you very much, Anne-Marie Alberghetti and Mel Blanc. I guess that just about closes the flaps on the TP tonight. So don't forget to tune in next week when our guests will be Cass Daly and Jacqueline Fontaine. Join us then, won't you?
This is Mel, one little Indian Blanc.
And Anne-Marie, two little Indians Alberghetti.
And Dennis Day saying,
every song that I sing, I'll sing to you. And I hope I can bring you a smile or two.
So long, everyone, and God bless you.
Jimmy Wallington speaking, and inviting you to join us next week for the Dennis Day Show, presented by the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.